USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Census Bureau released the first set of data from the 2020 census Monday, showing that the U.S. population has now topped 331 million. The population grew 7.35% since 2010, the slowest growth rate since the 1930s. The number is also illustrating a population shift that could alter the look of Congress in 2022. Texas will gain two seats in the House of Representatives, one of six states to gain a seat. Illinois, Michigan, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia will all lose a seat, as will California, the first time in the state's history that its congressional delegation will shrink. And one state is trying to give its younger residents an incentive to get vaccinated against COVID-19. West Virginia Governor Jim Justice announced Monday that West Virginians aged 16 to 35 who get their shots will receive a $100 savings bond. The program will be funded with money West Virginia received as part of the CARES Act. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Shekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
The CDC is expected to release updated guidance around mask wearing this week, possibly as early as Tuesday. The announcement is expected to specifically cover mask wearing in outdoor settings for those who are fully vaccinated against COVID. Many have called for a review of the guidelines for activities that those who are fully vaccinated can return to. Dr. Leo Nasola agrees it's time to relax mask guidelines for certain circumstances. The immunology researcher tells CBS News that the new guidelines should also come with clear messaging about the benefits of getting vaccinated.
With more immunization occurring in the count of the millions every day in the U.S., we are seeing the results of this immunization. So I do not think that easing the restrictions around mask wearing is a mistake. I actually think this is what we should be doing, and the messaging around receiving a vaccine should include being able to gather outdoors safely in a small group of people.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
People on social media have made a trend of posting their COVID vaccination cards, but experts say that's a bad idea. Tim Berg reports on some of the dangers from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
The CDC says at least 138 million Americans have received at least one COVID-19 vaccine shot. The proof, a 4x3-inch paper vaccination record card issued by the CDC. First thing experts recommend you should do once you've been vaccinated is take a digital photograph of both sides of your personal record card. The one thing you should not do is post a picture of your card on social media. That's according to Nanette Day, Assistant Special Agent at HHS. And she says the vaccine lot numbers are key to your card.
Those lot numbers are used to legitimize a fake card.
Day also telling NBC's Today Show scammers are on the lookout as well for vaccine cards online.
Well, we've already seen it be used to target people for surveys. They already know the type of vaccine you got and potentially where you received it or what date you received it on. It will lend an air of legitimacy to the fraudulent request, which makes it more likely that you're going to fall for it and take the survey and potentially provide your personal information to a fraudster.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.